Welcome to the coronavirus update. I am your host, Jim Watkins. I have been the originator, producer of the coronavirus update now for 2 years. And if you have been following the podcast, you understand that we mostly center around facts and not fear. So we have all, from the very beginning, have reported on the actual facts as they pertain to the mitigation efforts, the spread, and the containment of the COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus. We have covered extensively many hearings, and we will continue to do so when they are of import, and we will continue to update you on what the effect is in the post-COVID world as we live now with this ever-present COVID virus. Now, the format of this podcast is going to change slightly. In the very beginning, we had access to a lot of immediate data. That data was provided by the CDC, Johns Hopkins, the World Health Organization, and a variety of more credible news outlets that stuck primarily to the facts about COVID, COVID infections, COVID deaths, treatment, therapy. We also tapped the resources of many experts in the field, and we've also heard from people like Rand Paul and Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough. And now we're in a post-COVID world, and we want to kind of take a more elongated approach to the social impacts that COVID-19 continues to have on society around the world, not just here in the United States, but around the world. We will update this podcast once a week. The timing will range anywhere from 20 minutes to 10 minutes, so just enough time to get you to absorb the latest news and information coming pertaining to the world of COVID-19 and its after effects. And it continues to have an effect on policy, both in the United States and around the world. And we also have growing concerns now that it isn't done. We all now know that the COVID-19 virus started in the Wuhan lab. We know from testimony from both Chinese health officials and federal investigators from the United States and other world organizations and governments that either the CCP worked to develop a bioweapon that they intended on using or having at their steady. We also know that our own National Institute of Health, led by Collins and Anthony Fauci, invested finances and partnered with members of the Chinese health system with the idea of reverse engineering a virus for purposes of creating an mRNA vaccine that could be made readily available in the event there was any kind of an outbreak or a pandemic. Now, what remains to be seen, and it's not over yet because there are going to be more hearings, more trials. They've had trials with various people and hearings, Senate hearings, talking about who caused it, and also the effects that the vaccines are now having on the general population. Now, if you follow these podcasts early on, you know that we were among the first to publish the VAERS report, the adverse effects reports, and we continue to do that. And we will continue to do that, despite the fact that some agencies are not as easily publishing that data. But thankfully, in the United States, it is a law that the CDC have to publish reports of any adverse effects that comes from any virus, including COVID. So we'll continue to bring you that. We'll bring you short news updates and anything of significance having to do with the virus, the vaccine, or policies that have arisen because of the vaccines. So we're only changing the format in the sense is it'll be broader information. It may not be as short, and it may not be as numbers-driven, but it will be event-driven. And I also know that many of the listeners, and there's well over a million listeners who have downloaded these podcasts. It's been sort of off again, for the last few months, because I haven't been real clear on what the path is for COVID-19. The original intent was to cover it until the pandemic ended. And so once the pandemic officially ended in the United States, we sort of hit the pause button. But there continues to be negative impacts from the COVID virus as well as the vaccine. And it has put a question mark on the credibility of national health agencies that we're supposed to trust, like the World Health Organization, certainly the CDC, the FDA. But as we've learned, scientists are not pure individuals. They sometimes make mistakes. They sometimes are not able to admit that they made mistakes. And then this opens a whole new world into pharmacology. If some of the deception and the misinformation that was put out deliberately during the COVID pandemic, what other misinformation are we getting from pharma, big pharma, on some of the things that have to do with general health and welfare? So we have to tackle a lot of this, and we will continue to do our coronavirus update. So look for a weekend drop, but at least once a week you can count on the latest news and information coming from the world of COVID and what we can expect. And also how we as citizens of the United States can be better informed so that we can make better decisions about our health and well-being. So this is sort of a brief segue into a new era of the coronavirus update, and I hope that you will continue to follow us on this podcast, which is available on Spotify. I'm Jim Watkins with your coronavirus update, August 15th, 2023.